So just over a week ago, you were on the train and you got to pray for somebody. Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, just to set the background, I was working in Manchester and it was on a Friday. I'd gone up there. I think I'd played my iPod on the way up. I think, but there was no particular prayer, no revelation, no worship, no nothing on the way back down. It was 8:30 at night. I'd worked all day. I was tired. I wanted to get on the train and, to be honest with you, just go to sleep. And so I sat next to a lady, and she kept wanting to talk to me, and I was like, kind of nice, you know. But it was easy, you know. It wasn't like she wasn't a pain or anything. It was just nice to actually, it was a surprise to talk to someone who was quite friendly on the train, really. And then halfway down, after like tittle-tattle chat, she said, "Do you want a cup of tea? I'm going to get a cup of tea." And I said, "No, I'm okay. I'm okay. And she came back, put a cup of tea on the table, and got out some pills and put them next to the cup of tea. And I just went, "Oh gosh, here we go. This is not looking good." Or it is looking good, depending on how you look at it. And basically, she just went on and said that these are very prescribed medication. She's in serious pain in her neck. She can't sleep. She doesn't sleep for more than 4 hours a night. She has extreme headaches. Goes into her shoulders, everything like that. And I'm thinking, oh no, 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 this is it. I can feel it coming. And then she said the magic word was, "Oh, I'm seeing a physio." And I just went, "Oh, great." And she said, "But it's not working." And at that point, I just said, "Listen, I'm a Christian. You know, our church, last week we saw more than 10 people respond to healing. Can I pray for you?"
And what did she say?
Well, she said yes straight away. She didn't even bat an eyelid. She just said yes. So I just asked her to put her hands on her neck, and I'm going to put my hand on her shoulder, and I'll just pray. And, you know, there's a lady across there. There's some other people around. And to be honest with you, I was in my own world then. As soon as I said that and she said yes, that was it. Lock out everything else. And it was just a simple prayer, basically, of, "Father, will you come and bless this lady?" And I just said, "In the name of Jesus, I command all the pain to come out of our neck," blah, 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 as you normally do. I finished praying, and she had a hand on her neck. And then as soon as I finished, I said, "How is it?" She went, "Oh, that's nice, thanks." You know, it's almost like, "That's so sweet of you." So I just asked, I said, "Well, can you move your hands and try it?" And she moved her hands, and the utter shock that came across her face was a picture. If I could take a photo of it and bring it here, it was like, "Oh, how did you, that's, you know," and yeah, she was healed. So,
wow, that's amazing. And how did she respond? Like, oh, you said they were shocked, but what? Was there anything else that happened?
Well, she just opened up her life to me. Before, she had worries about her daughter, who was in a Mormon church, and she didn't feel at peace or anything like that. So I had the chance to actually, you know, as a mum in authority over her daughter, that, you know, I didn't want to make a judgment or come across judgmental. I said, "If you're not at peace, there's normally a good reason. And if you receive the right type of Christianity or Jesus, you will feel at utter peace." And that's okay. How you differentiate between the two.
Wow. Isn't that an awesome story? Thank you so much, Tepo.